Right, with us this afternoon is Jeremy Morton from South Leeds Live to take a look at some of the stories around this afternoon. Afternoon, Jeremy.
Hi, Steve.
How are you? You well?
Very well, thank you, yes.
Good, good. What have we got happening on South Leeds Live this afternoon, then?
Some of the stories we've been covering this last week. On Sunday, about 500 runners turned up in Middleton Park for a fun run in memory of a little girl from Middleton who tragically died at the back end of last year, Sky Sutcliffe. She had two rare forms of leukaemia, put up an amazing fight, seemed to be in remission last year and then tragically died. But the family and Run Leeds have come together and run a couple of sponsored events, really to raise some money for cancer charities, but also just to raise awareness and to get people to join the bone marrow list. Mm. So really, really positive event.
I always find with events like that, the atmosphere is, I don't know how to describe it, it's a weird atmosphere because obviously you're there, you're remembering the person you've lost, and that's a sad moment. But there's always kind of a happy, joyous atmosphere at the same time, isn't there, as well, for those kind of events?
Yeah, there is, and I think the family wanted that.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, they took some strength from people saying, "Yes, Sky was a fantastic little girl, and we remember her, and we're here to celebrate her life."
Also, you're talking about this week a controversial Beeston planning application as well. What's this all about?
Yeah, that's right. If you're in Beeston, you'll know of the ice pack factory, which closed some time ago. There's a controversial application put in by a Muslim charity called Aspiring Communities, who are looking to turn part of the site into a sports hall and prayer facility. This has been running for several years now, quite dragged out process. It went to plans panel this week, and although they weren't able to make a decision on it because it's been referred to the planning inspector, they backed the officer's view that the applicants hadn't given enough information to be able to make a decision on the application. So it's another step in a long-running saga that's really generated an awful lot of interest in the area and a big a lot of opposition in the area as well.
What are the reasons against? What are people saying?
People are concerned that it'll be primarily for people from outside the area, and therefore will generate a lot of traffic. And Beeston, like lots of other places around Leeds, is pretty chock full of traffic already, and they're concerned about that.
And something that I know numerous kids who will be over the moon about, I can name off the top of my head now, the Harry Potter Day at Parkview Primary Academy. What's this all about?
Yeah, this was a great little event. I mean, the school turned itself over into Harry Potter. Kids were divided up into Gryffindor, Hufflepuff and all those things. There was they had some real live owls in school that day. And it's all about encouraging children to read and to use their imagination and what have you. I was particularly keen to raise this because the story was written by two girls from the school, from two year six girls. That's the sort of thing we're trying to encourage more of. We're a community news website. We're very keen for people throughout the community to write and tell us their news and to have some 11-year-olds feeling confident enough, and I know they had help from teachers, but to write a news story and get it published, it's just really positive.
And then did you find that a lot of the younger ones were really interested and really keen to write?
I think it sort of fired their imagination. Being published being on the radio is a big thing, isn't it? It's great to see people really get that boost of confidence from being published.
It's great to see kids want to be creative as well, still, isn't it? Because we kind of live in this tablet generation now where you think all they do is watch films and just keep their eyes on YouTube all day. So to hear stories like that, it's quite motivational, isn't it? It's quite inspiring.
And the pictures of the imagination that had gone into dressing up and the characters and everything, they'd really put a lot of effort in.
Nobody has better imagination than kids.
Absolutely.
Do they? Listen, Jeremy, thanks a lot for coming in this afternoon. Great
Very
to see
welcome.
You. Thank you.